Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 26th of July. I'm going to do the golf pod this week. I'm going to do it Wednesday. Today, I'm going to be doing the EFL anti-post bets. So the EFL starts this week, Championship, League One, League Two. And I'm elated to say I'm joined by an EFL specialist. A lot of you remember Mark Holleran, who lives up in Wigan, done a guest pod. I've got him back on to do help me with the anti-post because I'm a Spurs fan. We don't really do the lower stuff. Don't do the low grade. You know, it's like low grade racing, isn't it? You're just not interested in it.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So I thought I'd get an expert on. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ian. I'm very well, thank you, mate. Looking forward to the start of the season.
He's come on in a... Well, it looks like a pair of pyjamas, but it is. It's got bulldog tools across the front. What is it? It's the Wigan Athletic.
Retro shirt from 1982-83.
It's fucking hideous. Honestly.
It's so comfy. Huh? It's so comfy.
It's nonsense. Getting up in the morning, grown man putting that on. But yeah, I mean, I imagine you are getting very excited. Kicks off. Are you Saturday, your game?
Yeah, we've got Preston Knob End at home on Saturday, local derby.
Are you going?
Oh, yes. 12.30 in the pub.
Yeah. 12.30 in the Dougie B.
You've got it in one, mate, yeah. Yes, I can't wait. The nerves will start kicking in Friday afternoon.
So I do this every year, Mark. I usually grab some returns. Last year I had Bournemouth. I had Exeter in a... what can only be described as a gutting last day, robbed of it. So I haven't done the National League. As I say, I'm not good at it. I struggle to do this low-grade stuff, let alone doing amateurs. But you have got a bit of info on the National League.
Yeah, I had a quick look at the National League. Obviously, if people don't know anything about that league, you've got a lot of teams throwing a hell of a lot of money around. So, at the moment, Wrexham are the 6-4 favourites, which they kind of are probably the best team in the league, if I'm being honest with you. They've got Ryan Reynolds and the other Rob McElroy, whoever his name is, who own them. They threw a lot of money at it and they got done late on last year. But just looking at another team in that league who basically fell through a hole from about February when the top striker got injured is Chesterfield. Chesterfield a second favourites, the best priced at 17-2. Now, team that's 6-4 of non-league, yeah, they are pretty much professionals now. In fact, a lot of them are. But I just think that price with, and I cannot say this guy's name for love nor money, Kabango Tshangma scored about 25 goals last season. He got a bad injury in February. And Wigan's old manager's there, Paul Cook. I just think that 17-2 is a real good price for them going up automatically. Won't put anyone off backing Wrexham, but 6-4 is not a price I want to be backing anti-post. So that's my non-league specialist.
Your non-league special is Chesterfield? Right.
Chesterfield, yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Note that one down, boys. What I will say to this, very key line that Mark just gave, 6-4. I'm not one for backing short price teams and tying my money up for the season when I can turn that money over trading and earn a lot more is one of my main reasons. So I always personally tend to look a little bit further down the betting to see if there's anybody I like at value. So that's how I'm going to go through it. What we're going to do now, I've done League Two, League One, the Championship. We are going to I'll lead off, but I think the discussions are just going to start to ramble and there may be some skin and hair fly around here because I think...
I can guess where this is going to go eventually. I can really guess where this is going.
Well, what I'm going to say up front is none of this has been done on purpose. I have had a look at prices and what I think. I've just got a sneaky feeling a couple of things might upset you a little bit, but we'll see how it goes. But I've genuinely just done it with where would I look to put my money. So I'm going to start with, we're going to start with League Two. I am still reeling from getting chinned last year on the final day with Exeter City. I mean, Sam's from Exeter, so add that little twist to it as well. Can't trust them from Devon. You can't trust them. When the chips are down, you just can't fucking rely on them. But this year we see Stockport are 7-2 favourites on the exchange, 6-1 most bookies, came up from the National League last year. Bradford, 8.0 second favourites, 7-1 with the bookies. Gary Neville's Salford, 9.0 on the exchange, 8 with the bookies. This is prices when I looked. Gary Neville, amazing, and he's got that tweet, disgraceful sacking managers and not giving them time. Which only seems to apply to every other club bar Salford, who it's like a managerial merry-go-round, that place. Neil Wood in there now after they sacked Gary Rowett, was it? And then you've got Mansfield, 9.0, 10-1 with the bookies. And then Northampton, who, if I thought I was hard done by on the last day, I think Northampton on the last day last season.
Yeah, because Bristol Rovers give Scunthorpe an hammering, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, they basically were up, and yeah. Bristol Rovers had to win by 7 clear goals and beat Scunthorpe 7-0. And it's often one of those things, isn't it, that you hear on Sky Sports and Soccer Saturday, oh, you know, Liverpool need to score 8 to win the league, and you think, well, it's never ever going to happen. And in that instance, I'm sure Northampton thought, well, it's never ever going to happen, and it did. But they are 11.5, and they're the widest priced at the bookies. The bookies can't make their mind up. Sky Bet are offering 4 places, go 7-1. They're 10-1 generally, but Bet365 have them at 12-1 for 3 places. Yeah. So my views on Stockport, Mark, are faves coming up from the National League. Not many teams do go back-to-back National League, League Two titles. They have got plenty of money. I believe I read they've sold 7,000 season tickets, which I find absolutely staggering.
They actually have. Their season ticket is actually more to buy. It was more to buy last year non-league than ours was in League One. They are paying out some big money for players. They've bought a lad from Notts County as well, Carl Wotton. I think he got about 20 goals last year. They've got Patrick Madden as well. They paid him a hell of a lot of money to League One last year. And a young lad who Wigan had, he went on loan. I can't think of who we sold him to. Ollie Crankshire. He's far too good for that level. But like you said, 6-1, a team just come up, is short. Yeah, the discrepancies between League Two, I always think League Two and the Conference aren't that far up difference. 2-1 a little bit further, 1 in the Championship, a bigger jump. And then you've got Championship Premier League, which is a massive jump.
Yeah.
But for me, 6-1's too short to be back.
Yeah, I mean, I take your point on Joe. I just still think when you're playing established League Two clubs like Gillingham, Mansfield, particularly teams who are going to fight for survival in that bottom third.
Yeah.
I'm exactly the same. I've just put, there's no way I could back this lot. They may well win the league. You know, I think one of Stockport, Bradford and Neville's, Salford, without doubt, finishing the first three, one of them definitely, but out of the big weeks, but they're not. I just couldn't get involved personally at 6-1. Yeah. You've then got Salford, who I do every year, hope they are an epic flop. They did sack Gary Bowyer, failed game promotion. You know, we've had Welland, Skull, Alexander, Bowyer. I can't name them all because I don't know, but the poison sort of chalice of managership has fallen to Neil Wood, who is inexperienced. He's a United Academy manager, and then under 23. I'd say, personally, get your CV dusted off, Neil. You're probably going to need it by May next year.
I think they're a terrible price.
I totally agree. Of those big three, the only ones that I would think of putting any money on were Bradford.
That's where Mark Hughes is at, isn't it?
Yeah, I just saw a real surprise and appointment when I saw that Mark Hughes. I actually had to Google it because I thought it can't be the same Mark Hughes.
Yeah, he took over last year and he's brought quite a lot of players in. So he's had a full year a full pre-season with them. Now, I'm always a bit sceptical of managers who haven't played at this level, but they have got a bit of money. They are a well-supported team as well.
I
think they're going to be there or thereabouts.
Yeah, I do. I mean, we haven't sort of talked about this before now, but I have put, I think the fact that he has got a big pre-season, I think the fact that he's got contacts in the game at higher levels than other people won't enable him to get some decent players.
I think they got a few kids from City on loan.
I do think out of those top three, Stockport, Bradford and Salford, Bradford would be the one I'd want to be on out of those three. But for my bets, I'm going beyond those two. And I do like Mansfield, who are 10-1, and Northampton, who did lose out with that 7-0 Bristol Rovers result. I like Mansfield. They were seventh last year, had their own disappointment when they were outplayed, completely outplayed. I actually watched some of that playoff final. They were completely outplayed by Port Vale. But they have strengthened that squad and kept the majority of it together. Got Nigel Clough, who is a manager with plenty of experience down at this lower level. And I like his signings. He has waxed lyrical about Swan, Boateng, Pim in pre-season. So I do like Mansfield to be within that top three. And I think Northampton are going to make another run at it. Same price. They had the best defensive record last year. Again, made a few changes, recruited for the better, in my opinion, when I had a look yesterday. Hilton from Luton looks a good business. So I think I don't think we're going to see that top three, Stockport, Bradford, Salford. I think Salford are going to finish, you know, sixth, seventh again. I think you will see maybe Stockport, Bradford and one of Mansfield and Northampton, or it wouldn't surprise me if you saw Bradford, Mansfield, Northampton. So I have gone for Bradford and Mansfield, Northampton and Mansfield, sorry, each way 10-1 or better. On the exchange, they're 9.0 if you wanted to back them and just back them win only and trade. And Northampton were 11.5 if you wanted to trade them. But what have you got for?
We're not a million miles off it. Well, in fact, we're pretty much a similar. I've gone with Northampton. They've got a goalie in from Sunderland who was actually a very good goalkeeper a couple of years ago. Lee Burge, I think his name is. They brought in two centre-halves after they've lost one, two young lads. I think Northampton are actually my choice. Mansfield, I were looking at them as well. You've got Clough in charge. They've bought a few players. I believe they're after a striker as well. I do take a close look at Mansfield because their chief executive is Wigan's old one, David Sharp, who's Dave Whelan's grandson. So he left when he saw Wigan, he's come back in. So I do take a bit of interest. And like you said, Cluffy's done it at this level. He's been good. They were outplayed in that playoff final. I thought they'd beat Port Vale. But yes, Northampton will be my choice, just purely on price. And to lose out like that, they weren't that far off. You know, it's...
The
playing League One football, apart from a fluke result. I know it's a 42-game season, but I think they're pretty strong.
I totally agree with you. And as I say, they have the best defensive record. They have strengthened that back line as well. I know they've lost one, but they have strengthened it. And I think they'll be right in it. I think they're capable of scoring a lot of goals. So we both agree on Northampton. And I'm also going to be back in Mansfield. And again, I will probably back them on the exchange and look to trade. There wasn't a massive money. I haven't put any bets on, but I will look to do that over the
next. All my bets, I've put them into a lucky 15, but I'll also be backing them on the exchange and trade them out during the season.
And we're all halves on the lucky 15, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's on the pod, isn't it? We've got it. We've got it. Verbal agreement, verbal contract. At the bottom, certainly on the exchange, the prices are an absolute mess. Obviously, there's not a load of money in the market. You've got Harrogate, Colchester, Hartlepool, all in the conversation for going down. Hartlepool. Whenever I think of Hartlepool, I always just think of Jeff Stelling on agonising on Soccer Saturday about them. They've appointed this guy from Scotland, Paul Hartley, who he's basically done a Gordon Strachan. He's just gone and got a load of players from Scottish clubs. He may as well just put them in the Scottish League too.
Yeah.
And it's one of them that it's either going to be brilliant or it's just going to be an absolute epic failure.
I think this bottom of this league is an absolute, obviously it's League Two, so it's a basement battle. For me, Harrogate, they've bought players from not even good non-league teams that they're going to struggle. Barrow as well, they are pretty. Apologies to any Barrow fans that are on, but they're fucking shit. Then they've got about 20 people that go watching them. They're in the middle of nowhere and they can't recruit anyone. I think Colchester are pretty poor as well. Some of their signings, they've not got many players in. For me, it's Harrogate would be the one off prices I would go with.
So we're good because that's exactly what I've put. I've put the next bet I want to have is Harrogate to get relegated. The Scottish plan with Hartlepool, that was the two for me. Yeah. It may turn to be genius, so I'm not going to risk my money on that. But I cannot see anything other than Harrogate struggling. They've won 6 games since January the 1st.
Yeah,
that's all they won. They look second half.
They did have a lot of injuries last year, but they've not recruited.
No, the recruitment looks really poor. At 5-1, I mean, they're 5-1 to get relegated with Hills. They're 9-1 to finish bottom overall. I like a bit of both of that. So my League Two bets are Harrogate to get relegated. I'm backing that with the bookies, 5-1. I'm going to have a little bit of 9-1 to finish bottom. And Mansfield and Northampton, both 10-1 each way, or 10 and 11.5 on the exchange. Uh-huh. You have got Northampton. Is there any other? Are you just Harrogate to go down?
Just Harrogate.
Harrogate. You haven't had a bet.
Yeah, no. That's I'll be back in Northampton, like I said, each way, but also they'll be going in my lucky 15 each. Well, they're in my lucky 15 each way, and also I'll be trading them out as well on the exchange.
So there you go. So that's League Two. Good luck to all fans of clubs in League Two. May it be a lovely season for you. So then we go to League One. Some old pie munchers managed to win it last season, didn't they? Some old pie munchers. It's probably a shining example of how strange times are since COVID that some old pie munchers managed to grab this league last year.
Well, if you'd have actually got me on the pod last year, you'd have got a 25-1 winner, wouldn't you? Because I've put them up very, very early.
Yeah, but you put them up because you're devoted to them.
No, I'm not. You know where I live? I had access to players they were bringing in. I could see what was happening. 25-1 to get promoted, 7-1 for promote, 25-1 to win it, 7-1 for promotion. It's fucking money in the bank, mate.
And was Andy on?
Yes.
All right, so you just look after your northern mates there. Lovely. Fucking lovely, isn't it? See?
Everyone in Andy's group was on. They were all on.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call in the business after timing. That's what we call that's all it's called, after timing. Yeah. Anyway. COVID's gone. The pie munchers are out. They are up in the championship. So we have a new cast in League One. Peterborough, Derby and Barnsley have dropped down from the championship. Peter and Barnsley used to it, kind of bit of yo-yos. And Derby, I don't think it was any surprise with their off-field problems. I think Rooney was doing a fantastic job, to be honest. I mean, they at one stage looked like they might even escape. It would have been one of the greatest escapes in football if they'd stayed up. So Derby, I mean, that still seems to be ongoing. I certainly couldn't touch them at 7-1. Rooney's moved on. They've got Rossini in.
Was Rooney's number two, wasn't he?
Yeah, the club just seems to be a shambles. Betting-wise, Wednesday hit the betting. 5.8 on the exchange. I'm interested to see what you say about this, actually, when I do my bit. Wednesday had the betting 5.8, exchange 9.2. Ipswich, who I really fancied last year, was quite sort of bullish on the pod about them, and they were damp squibs. They're just one tick behind. They're 5.9, 5-1 on the books. Derby is 7.4, 7 on the books, couldn't touch them. Peterborough are 10, 17-2 on the books, and a standout 10-1 at Bet365 for first three each way. And then Bolton are 14.5 on the exchange, 12-14 on the books. Wednesday won 14 of the last 20 games. He's making a wanker sign. Just the mention of Bolton, and he's making me wanker signs. Wednesday won 14 out of 20 games in the second half of the season. They were second in points in the table from Christmas onwards to MK Dons, who lost in the playoffs. I personally wouldn't back a team at 9.2. That, for me, again, I just don't want to tie my money up at that. But they have got some good experienced players added. They've got a couple in from Rotherham, I believe, Volks from Cardiff. And despite tipping up Ipswich last season, are very close in price. I am abandoning. I'm not backing Wednesday, but I do think of all the short favourites that we've got, I think they probably look the best of them in the EFL leagues, personally. I like to back as I've said, nice prices. And he's going to hate me, but I think Bolton are a reasonable price and a decent bet.
Fucking hell.
Now, let me tell you, hold on. Well, before you start having a meltdown, I just said Wednesday were top of the league since Christmas. MK Dons were top of the league since Christmas. Sheffield Wednesday was second. The team that was third was Bolton Wanderers. Bolton Wanderers got 47 points in 23 games since Christmas. Wigan, 48 points. Sorry. Wigan got 47, but in 25 games. Bolton got that in 23 games. They had a rocky autumn. The squad's young. The squad's young. And I know it's priced in. The squad's young. It's now a year more experience. They've got a couple of defensive recruits. And it's just a price thing, I think, compared to the above teams above them. You know, you need to get over the fact of what the name of them. You need to get over the fact that whatever it is, a pasty in a roll is better than a fucking pie in a roll or whatever that. The Manchester Evening News stated it. It's a fact. On a business footing, I think 14-1 each way Bolton, given their form, the second half of the season, their recruitment, the fact the squad's had another year experience in that league, I don't think is a bad price. I'm 14-1 Bolton. I want to have a little tickle. On you go.
Right.
Are you just looking? Look at him. I see. I've never seen. We might not be talking again.
Well, let's just get them scumbags out of the way, first of all. Right. Yes, they had a good second part of the season. And I've seen all the shit that their fans put on Twitter. Apparently, according to them, league titles are only decided from January till May. I thought August till December was included. But I know where the trophy's sat. Let's put it that way. But anyway, their biggest problem, and it might actually help them a little bit this year, is that we're not in the league, and that's their manager. He is obsessed with us, that Ian Everett. He is one. He's fucking. He's pathetic. Everything. Basically, as soon as their games are over, he looks at his phone and see what score we are. And I think it really affected him. It cost them a game against us. It cost them two games against us.
Why is that? Why do you say that? Is this just anecdotal, or is it a factual statement that he's...
No, he's got a serious problem with us.
Why?
They tried to sign McLean. We got McLean back. McLean would be a good... James McLean had a very... Love him or hate him, he's a very good relationship with the Wigan. He was perfect for us when he was with us in the Premier League. He always gave his all. Bolton wanted him. He was like, if I'm going to drop down a level, I'm only going to Wigan. He came to us. And obviously McLean gives it to their fans. They give it to him. It's one of the things. He also had a problem with us apparently spending money last year, where we made about £6 million on transfers last year. And when you start a season with only six players and two of them are goalkeepers, you've got to bring players in. Yeah, we did pay top money for... Well, not paying good wages, but we had to build a team. So he's got a problem with that. If they got rid of him, which I won't let him fucking make me a cup of tea, never mind manage my football team. He's an idiot. They would have half a chance. But I just don't think they're as good as some of the other teams that are in there. In fact, they're not as good as other teams. You can have your Bolton. I would be surprised. They won't. I'll go on record. They won't get automatic. They will not get automatic. No chance. Sheffield Wednesday, you were correct. They bought Smith and another lad from Rotherham. Two very big players.
You didn't say his name either. I can't.
No.
I echo we.
I can't say it. These two lads are monsters. They're enormous. Yeah. They suited Rotherham's style of football. They will suit Darren Moore's style of football. Wednesday's problem last year was scoring goals. They had two plant pots up front, couldn't score a single goal. Gregory was injured. These two lads, if they get the ball forward, and he is quite direct, they will score. Their problem is they've got Stockdale in from Wickham. The man's an ironing board in nets. He can't move. He's not very good. But the one good thing that they have got, and this will play into the hands of the two strikers, they've got Barry Bannon. He's too good for this level. The lad can put in a cracking ball. He gets that ball onto their head and they'll score goals. So they won't be far off. But 5-1 It's not for me. They're actually, I had a quick look at for promotion. They were, I think they were 2.5 for promotion. I'm going to trade that. I'm going to lay that. I think they might start a little bit slow. So I think there's a little bit of room in a trading proposition for that one. The other one, going back to Derby, I'm out of the three at the top of the market, Derby's the one that I actually fancy out of them three. They're not my choice. The reason is I'm looking at them from they've basically got the same problem as what Wigan had last year. They're in administration. They had no team. They've brought in a lot of players. Again, the number two, like our number two, Liam Richardson, has stayed there during all this. So he knows the club. He's just stepped up. He's brought in a lot of players. He's got James Collins in from Cardiff. McGoldrick's coming from Sheffield United. And they've got this Irish fella, Conor Hourihan from Villa. He will score at this level, him. So I think out of the top three, they would be one that I would think would be going up. Out of those three, Ipswich, I still think they're in transition. They did bring a lot of players in last year.
Yeah.
But I think I might be right in saying this, that they lost the most points from winning positions than any other team in the league, which is criminal for a team that should have, you know, that were favourites. I just think they're very inconsiderate. Very short. And I just don't think they're a good bet. So my actual choice would be, I looked at Pompey as well. Now Pompey's problem is that they're having Fratton Park redone and they've not got much money. And they're always kind of the bridesmaids. There's a lot of pressure on at Portsmouth. Cowley's a good manager at this level, but I just don't think they're going to be up there come the end of the season. The two that interested me, first of all, was Plymouth. Now they were right up there for most of the season, and they just faded towards the end. Very big support. I would think they would probably be pushing for playoffs again. They did lose the manager to Preston. Ryan Law went back to Preston, and Stephen Schumacher took back over there. But I think they might be up there. But my choice is actually MK Dons. From Sunday, they have lost a few players. They've lost Scott Twine to Burnley and a couple of other players. But they have brought a lot of players in. They've got Bradley Johnson in from Blackburn. And they've also got one of my all-time heroes has gone back there. Will Griggs gone back there, and he just scores goals at this level. You keep him fit and give him the ball, he'll score goals at this level. Out of the teams that I saw last year at this level, they were by far the best team, other than Wigan, that we played. They beat us at our place. We made a draw at their place. They were a very, very good team. Young team, very good passing team. And I just think, from my point of view, at the exchanges, the 15 at the moment, bit gappy. I think the 14-1 at 365. I think that would be my choice, would be MK Dons.
Yeah, they are 14-1, 365.
Yeah.
Same as Bolton, 14-1, 365.
Yeah. I know where my money would go.
And the other one that I did look at, just to mention teams in that bracket that I was looking at, was Wickham as well. I think they might have a squeak of...
Wickham's only problem is they've not got much money. Again, they were a decent team last year, and I just don't think they had the squad to finish off the season, and they just faded towards the end.
But I've got it on record that we got half the lucky 15. I just want it on record that when Bolton are in the top three, we're going to do another pod where you're just going to apologise to me because you've basically said categorically it can't.
No, I'm disappeared. Who do they play Saturday then, fuckers? Well, they've got Ipswich away. So if any of you guys listening to the pod want to follow Ian's incorrect advice on this league, wait till after Saturday because they'll get beat at Ipswich on Saturday.
So I am at the top of the market. I do think Wednesday will make a good account of themselves. I don't agree with you on Derby. I just think they've had so much turmoil that I think they are going to be, I think they're going to need a season or maybe two just to get the club sorted out, new ownership, get everything embedded in. I think they're a shambles of a football club the last 2-3 years. I think it is a competitive league. I think there's a few. I don't think Peterborough can be ruled out. I don't, yeah. You know, Ipswich may make a good of account of them, but I'm a bit like you, they're inconsistent, give it up. And out of those middle prices, Bolton, MK Dons and Wickham. MK Dons have got to overcome the disappointment of last year. I like Bolton at the price, simple as that. Relegation-wise, at the bottom, there's six teams at 2-1 or lower to be relegated here, which tells me all I need. I've not got a bet relegation-wise. I do think Morecambe at evens are probably certainties to go down, but it's not one that I would be touching at even money. I don't know whether you've got any thoughts on the bottom of the table at all. It looks
But I had a quick look at the bottom of the table. Like you said, there is a lot of... you're also finding League One is a lot... Nearly every year, somebody near the top of the betting will be down there at some point as well. It's just crazy league. Had a quick look. I think Burton are going to struggle again with recruitment. Port Vale, Forest Green, Cambridge were the ones I was... Cambridge are probably the one that I would, if I had to nail my colours to the wall, would be the one that I would go with. Morecambe's only saving grace is that they've got an exceptional striker for this level. A lad called Cole Stockton. He got 23 goals last year. How he's not gone somewhere else, I do not know. Because teams might be looking at him and that might be factored into the price. But this lad just scores goals for fun at this level. If they were to lose him, you said they were 2-1 at the bookies.
Morecambe.
Yeah.
Even money. 2.0, even money.
Well, if he was to leave and they were evens money, it would be a value bet now because they can't score goals otherwise.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think they're going to go down. It's just there's six teams 2-1 or lower. They're the shortest at evens. Yeah. And I just don't want to tie money up at even money.
I'm exactly the same. Like I said, four teams will go down and my four that I put down were Cambridge, Forest Green, Port Vale and Burton. I think they're going to be, and you can add Morecambe to that list as well.
Yeah.
So it's MK Dons to steam to the championship from that league.
Okay. What I will say, in 12 out of the last 14 seasons, a team relegated from the championship has gone back up. So we could reasonably expect one of Peterborough, Derby and Barnsley to go up. If it was you, I imagine, would like Derby out of those three. If it was me, I'd probably say Peterborough.
Yeah.
But there we go. Right. So then on to the championship. So for me, it is Bolton in that league and Mark, it is MK Dons, is in his lucky 15. Right. The up and down of the championship. I think the Championship is a great league. I think it's one of the best leagues in the world of football. Personally, I do think it's one of the most competitive leagues. I think the football's a decent level. But even now, we're starting to see that divide. We see, you know, Norwich and Watford go up to the Premier League. Norwich and Watford come down. Fulham and Bournemouth come down. They go up. The teams who are getting that parachute money from the Premier League are becoming more and more likely to go on and win promotion back again.
It's gone from when we got Wigan got relegated from the Premier League in 2013, we got 3 years' money.
Yeah.
The year after, I think it was something, I'm not far off with this, it went to 4 years' money. Then the year after, it was 5 years' money. And the year after we went down, it was like double the revenue they were getting. So if you don't come up in that, we didn't come up straight away. We got beat in the playoffs. Those teams that are coming in, the difference is astronomical. That's why you see Fulham, Norwich, Watford continually do it. Just up, down, up, down all the time. It's just, like you said, it's becoming a Premier League Mark II.
For the top boys. Yeah, I mean, Norwich had the betting at 6.4, Watford a second at 8.2. 5-1 Norwich at the bookie, 6-1 Watford, and then Burnley, who are the third team who came down, they're fifth favourites at 12.0 on the exchange. 10-1 most places and a standout 12-1 at Bet365. I think they'll finish in that order in the league. I'm not saying they'll win it, but I do think that Norwich will finish above Watford and Watford will finish above Burnley.
I totally agree with that.
I do think for me that Norwich will probably come back up and then they'll probably go straight back down again. They got Dean Smith at the helm, who did a good job at Villa. I thought it was a bit of a harsh sacking for him personally, but that's the way football works. It's a good squad for the Championship, but not a good squad for the Premier League. And you know, you've got Everton apparently trying to buy Max Aarons. I mean, I'm personally never a fan, and Spurs did it for a while, of you're in the Premier League, a team gets relegated, and then you buy their defenders that have just got them relegated. It's just not for me. You know, I think Everton, if I was an Everton fan, having just survived relegation by the skin of our teeth and having the season we had, the last thing I'd be wanting to buy is defenders who've been relegated. But that's just my you know, there might be nothing in it. That's just my view on it. But yeah, I mean, this squad, I think it's a good Championship squad. Pookie's the star man, always scores goals in the Championship, doesn't tend to score them in the Premier League. The same up against better world-class defenders. So I'm sure he will bang them in. I think Norwich are well-equipped, good manager to get to the top flight. And again, if you like the back teams at 5-1, I can't see that you will not almost certainly get a run for your money, even if you back them at 6.4 in exchange. I can't see them not trading lower than that at some stage through the season, personally.
Yeah, they'll be there or thereabouts. The notes I made, I think with the bookies 11-2 best price, which is probably right. Totally agree. They don't make much changes when they go up. They don't make much change when they come down. Pookie has been a proven goal scorer at this level. I'm of the opinion, people say, well, he's not good for the Premier League. If he went to a better team, we'd get more chances. Would he score more goals? Possibly would. Mm. But he will score goals at this level. Watford is an absolute circus. They've got Rob Edwards in from Forest Green. I think they had like three managers last year. Out of the three that came up, totally agree, Norwich will probably finish above Watford, and then they'll probably finish above Burnley. I'll come to Burnley in a minute, but if I had to pick one of the teams to come down, it would be Norwich all day over Watford.
Yeah, I mean Watford, as you say, they've brought in Forest Green manager Rob Edwards.
Well, might be sacked by Christmas if he's
not. Well, yeah, there. I mean, I just look at that and think you've done a good job at Forest Green. You've got them promoted. I understand it's money, you know, all sport these days is about money. But I'd have a level of just looking and thinking, if I don't win my first five or six games, I'm probably going to get the boot.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, of all the teams, you know, football is a circus. Financially as it is, but what Watford have done over the last 2, 3, 4 years is an absolute joke for how it appoints its managers and managerial appointments. I mean, I have absolutely no idea what they were thinking getting Hodgson in.
Ranieri in as well.
Yeah.
The fellow, was it Munoz or something like that?
Yeah, they just keep going. And I do think you need experience at this level. This new guy hasn't got it. I think Watford is a club that are screaming out for just 2 or 3 years of stability. Actually, get a manager and give him half a chance. Yeah. And I think when you're in a league like this, where there's plenty of competition for promotion, living in this sort of Russian roulette managerial thing, and they will do it, 100% they will bin him. If they don't start well, they will get rid of him. And the whole thing will start again. So I couldn't touch Watford personally, but they'll probably be up there because of the money and the players they've got. They've still got Sarr and that, haven't they? Next in the betting is West Brom. And that is West Brom's finish last year was their lowest finish in 2 decades of football. In the 10th in the Championship is the lowest down they finished in two. I mean, they're the sort of ultimate yo-yo team, up and down, up and down. They turned to a man halfway through last season with, you know, plenty used to winning promotion in Steve Bruce halfway through the season. I'm not sure it was overly well received by the fans. And if they don't start well, I can see it turning toxic down there for them if they don't get off. You know, he's been around forever, hasn't he? He's managed loads of clubs. I think he was at your place twice. Was he done two stints with you?
Yeah, he came to our place 2000 before Jewel came in, but 2003. Got rid of every player and then went to Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And then he was at Birmingham. It was actually, what he did was actually a good thing because Paul Jewell came in and he had a blank canvas of players. So he was allowed to build a team. He got rid of a lot of shit, did Bruce. And then when he was at Birmingham, Whelan went and paid £3 million for him. And he came in, he kept us up, and Birmingham went down. So Steve Bruce was quite a good manager for us. We had our highest ever finishes under him in the Premier League, and we were an established mid-table team. Mm. Thing was, he was paying a lot. He was getting lads in on like 30 grand a week, but that's then we couldn't afford that. And then he went to Sunderland, which is probably the worst move he ever did.
Yeah, I mean, it's
other than the Newcastle one.
But, yeah, I mean, he's seen a bit of a dinosaur. I'll be honest, I always felt he was treated harshly at Newcastle.
Yeah.
I do. I felt... You know, not similar to going in after Ferguson. I thought going in after Benitez, who was an absolute cult hero for them, was always going to be hard. And I just thought, he did okay. I mean, you speak to the fans and they look at me like I'm absolutely raving mad. And obviously Eddie Howe's gone in there and I thought he'd be an epic fail and he's pushed them on. So I might be wrong, but I just thought he got a tough gig at,
if you look at the leagues in the Calder, just off the stats and take who it was out of it. He did all right.
Yeah, that's what I did. I always thought he did all right. But he has gone in at WBA last season. Didn't get off to the greatest start. You know, I think he's starting this season behind the eight ball. I do think it'll turn very toxic because of his links to clubs like Birmingham and that. But on the flip side of that, I think he's got something to prove to himself. And I've just got a sneaky feeling he will. And I'm not saying that they'll win the league. I think they will make a good run at automatic promotion. But if it starts badly, I think it'll get very toxic very quickly. They're certainly not a team I'd back, but I just think that they're one that's quite interesting to see how they get going. And I think they've got the capability to be in the mix. Next is Borough. And this is another manager I like, Sheffield United ex-manager Chris Wilder. And he got Borough moving up the league, you know, when he came in. Just missed the playoffs. He has added strength, Stefan in goal, Lenegan. They look a strong squad. Borough are one of my bets for the top three this season. I think at the prices, I like Borough. 9.2 on the exchange, 9-1 generally.
Yeah, Borough won't be far off. Like you said, Wilder's got experience at this level. Borough's main problem is scoring goals. I believe they're looking at a few players, but they didn't. That was their main problem. Jed Spencer's gone to your place, but he was on loan at Forest anyway, wasn't
he? Yeah, he didn't feature for them last year.
He's a cracking player, but out of the prices, they're up there. But for myself, I'm going slightly back previously, I'm on West Brom.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
They've got the lad up front, Grant, Curlin Grant, he got 18 goals from last year. He's a good striker. They've also brought in Jed Wallace on a free from Millwall. He's been a proven striker at this level for a number of years. He's big, he's aggressive. He's not going to get 30 goals a season, but he'll cause shit in the box. And with how Steve Bruce plays football, he's perfect for how they play. Out of the top teams, West Brom are definitely my choice. I wouldn't put anyone off Middlesbrough. The only one out of the top six in the betting is Burnley. I think they are likely to have an atrocious season. You've got Kompany come in. He's been a terrible manager in Belgium and God knows where. He's absolutely no experience at this level. He's lost. Ben Mee's gone to Brentford. Have you noticed Ben Mee is one of those players, this is going completely off, where nobody ever calls him just Mee. Everyone says his full name all the time.
Yeah, Ben Mee, they do. Yeah, you're all right. Yeah, 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 they do. Yeah.
Yeah, they've lost.
Yeah, you don't say they've got me in the back, do you?
Yeah,
no, that's right.
Ben Mee, yeah. Nick Pope's gone. The lad Tarkowski's gone to Everton. Collins has gone to Wolves. They have brought in, like I mentioned him earlier on, Scott Twine from MK Dons, who's a very, very good player. I think got like 21 goals from midfield last year. And they've brought in quite a few kids from City, obviously using his City experience and contacts there. I know exactly how they're going to play. They're going to be playing it across the back. It's going to be pass, 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 pass. And I can see them becoming unstuck at this level because it is a bit of a helter-skelter league at times. My main bet on Burnley is I will be laying them in the top six and trading it from there. I think they might be really struggling, especially defensively. They've lost three centre halves from last year. And I just think out of the top six, they're the worst price out of all of them. I wouldn't advise anyone to be laying anyone at 12-1. But I think if you're looking at top six or promotion, you'll get that's where I'll be going. I'm going for top six myself. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I was absolutely stunned they sacked Dyche. Yeah, they were in trouble. I still think he may well have got them out of it. I kept saying that on the pod last season through it when we did the weekly previews. And obviously there comes a time when you do say, actually, I've got this wrong. They are going to go down. But I still think he might have got them out of it. I do not, for the life of me, think... I mean, the one thing we're keeping him, he has done it where they've gone down and he brought them back up again. So if you look at it and go, we're probably going to go down, we're in trouble here, who's the man to get you out? I wouldn't have wanted anyone other than Sean Dyche personally to get me out. I think he's a fantastic manager and he's batting well above his station for a long time in that league. I think Tottenham's shop takings in a day sort of beat what Burnley take through the gate on a game. And then I just cannot for the life of me get my head around appointing Vincent Kompany.
He'll be on top money in about a 3-year contract.
Yeah, if you've got serious ambitions of getting back to the Premier League. I just don't get it myself. I don't see him lasting the season. Company. I really don't. You know, I looked at it yesterday. I just thought, I cannot see this guy lasting the season. So I, you know, West Brom's an interesting one. You may well be right. I'm just really looking at, is Bruce past his best or has he got the ability? And as I've said, I think he has got something to prove. It'd be interesting, but I do think the players get toxic. The other one I do like for me further down the league, so I like Barra, is my first one, is Sheffield United.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they sacked Wilder when they did, and I was surprised they appointed Heckingbottom, but he got them to playoff football. They got an experienced squad. I think some of this squad are looking at it as their last chance to get up and Premier League. I think they're absolutely certain to be in the top six. You've got some good players there. Stevens, Flack, Sharp, Brewster, perfectly capable. He's added Doyle, added Clark. I think the Blades are going to have a good season. So the two for me in the championship are Barra, 9-1 books, 9.2 on the exchange to trade if you wish to. And the Blades, 10-1 bet, 365 and 10 on the exchange.
Yeah, I had a look at Sheffield United myself because, like you said, they got Billy Sharp scores at this level. Mm. They had a bit of a run last year. I thought they might have made it, but obviously they didn't. The main problem has been the money that they get their owners siphon it off to the Belgian club. So that's a lot of the Premier League money. That's where a lot of it went, the new training centre. I can't think what the team's called in Belgium. I was speaking to somebody previously who's a Sheffield United fan about that. That looks to maybe made a bit of a change there because I think, how many years have they been out now? Is it three?
Three, isn't it? This is their third, isn't it? This is their
They'll be getting a reduced parachute payment. They'll still probably get another year and maybe another two, but it'll definitely be reduced. I think they'll be in the mix. Sheffield United will definitely be in the mix. I also looked at Stoke as well, and Stoke are a funny team. I just think they might be there or thereabouts. They brought in a striker, Dwight Gayle. They brought Dwight Gayle in from Newcastle.
Flipping heck, is he still going?
Thing is with him though, Ian, he scores goals.
He does score goals, yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Give him the ball, he's quick as anything. He will score goals. If they can get him firing, I think there might be an each way chance. But in my lucky 15, I've gone with West Brom.
Okay.
And I took the 9-1 at Bet365 for them. And I've been having this argument. Another team that I've had a major argument with my mate over is Sunderland. And I don't think the bookies can work out whether Sunderland are going to be a good thing or a bad thing. I'm in the camp that they're a bad thing, purely because I just think they're shit. they brought in some young lads at centre half. I think they got one from yourselves at Spurs, and they also brought in someone, a lad from Arsenal. Well, you're bringing an Arsenal centre half, you are in trouble, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think having young lads like that playing centre half for you is a problem. They scraped into fifth. Yes, they'll say that they played well in the last part of the season. They brought in Neil, who was at Preston. He is a good manager. I personally don't think they will be up there, but a lot of people are tipping them up for the top six. It's not for me. It's a step too far for Sunderland, that. I've actually had a bet with my mate who finishes higher. I've took Wigan. He's took Sunderland. We're both Wigan season ticket holders. And the bet is, if he wins, we have to go to Hillside and play Hillside Golf Club.
Nice.
We're playing Delamere Forest. So that's the bet on that one. But I just don't think Sunderland are going to be up there.
Now there is in this league quite often, obviously, a surprise in the top three. Last year you had
Luton
and Huddersfield. I think Huddersfield were priced 66-1 before the league started.
Huddersfield were atrocious for 2 years.
Yeah. So I did sort of have a look at that, out of the teams at the bigger prices. Who did I think might give a go? I was surprised at Mowbray going from Blackburn. I don't, you know, that seemed really weird. I think Luton may struggle. You obviously like Stoke, who are 25s. I found it really difficult because it is so, you know, when you look at teams like Sunderland, I think, can Sunderland finish above teams like Blackburn, Luton, Stoke, QPR, Millwall? I don't think they can. I agree with you.
Millwall, they finish mid-table every year. They just grind it out.
Yeah, just grind it out. Just in pot, they make themselves really difficult to beat. Don't score many goals. A lot of 1-0s. So, yeah, maybe Stoke. I'm not sure Luton will have the season they had last year. I quite liked Blackburn, but I just don't know what the new manager's going to do. Sorry, that's another one close to you. I'm probably not allowed to say that, but I don't know the northern etiquette with you lot. It's not far away.
It goes like this. I ate Bolton.
Yeah.
Then Liverpool.
Right.
And then Preston.
All right. Okay. So I'm not in the top three with Blackburn. Okay. So no. Yeah, I just think if anyone was going to spring a surprise from that middle pack for me, it would probably be Blackburn. But I think you'll have Norwich up there, West Brom up there. And I like Middlesbrough and Sheffield United personally. So you've gone West Brom. Right. I'm going to let you do. I have got some mention, but I'm going to let you do the bottom of the end of the table first. Have you had a look at that?
I certainly have, yeah, because I think I'll be looking at it a lot this season. I think there's, if you look in the betting, the bottom 2, 4, 6 teams, Rotherham, Reading, Blackpool, Wigan, Birmingham, Bristol City, I think they're all going to be roughly roundabout there. I think Rotherham are completely gone already. They've lost the two strikers, very small budget. Paul Warne's done a great job there, but losing those players, they've not really brought anyone in to replace them. Smith scored a lot of goals from last year. I think it's just a bridge too far for Rotherham. Bristol City are another one that they leak goals for fun. And they've also got that prick in charge, Nigel Pearson. He's just an atrocious manager. Nobody likes him. Bristol City, I think, are going to struggle if they keep that guy in charge. Reading, they've got Paul Ince in. I don't know if Paul Ince.
Both Reading got Paul Ince. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went last year. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Right. Okay.
God, he's stunning. He's Sandy's son.
That can't beat a bit of nepotism.
No. I think Reading are going to have a tough season, and Birmingham are in a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems at Birmingham. Blackpool as well. Looking from a Wigan point of view, we have not made very well. We made one signing and brought a lad in from Blackburn. Nyambi is a right full back, which any Wigan fans, I know there's a couple who listen to us. We only have three fans, so two of them listen to this podcast. We brought a lad in from Burnley, from Blackburn at right full back, which is a problem for us last year. We haven't made any other signings as of yet. I think it might be loan deals and trying to consolidate this year. I think we might just have enough to stay up, but I think it might be a bit of a baptism fire. We've picked up a couple of injuries. Charlie White, who had a cardiac arrest on the training ground last year. He's back. He's never played at this level, but he's just picked up a knock, so he won't be starting Saturday. With one of our better midfielders, Jordan Cousins, is out till October. I think we're a little bit short at centre-half as well. We need another centre-half. And we're in talk with an Egyptian goalkeeper at the moment as well, to bring an Egyptian goalkeeper in. So I think we're going to struggle, but I do think Rotherham and Bristol City, Reading and Birmingham are going to fill one of the other positions. And then I think it could be a dogfight with us and Blackpool.
Okay, right. Well, I've put Rotherham down, Birmingham down. Can't see either of them surviving, as you say.
Birmingham are in dire straits. They've got
Rotherham have sold the two lads to Sheffield Wednesday. I think they're just going to could end up swapping places. Sheffield Wednesday coming up, Rotherham going down. Paul Warne has got three relegations, three promotions. I see that just continuing. Birmingham have appointed the manager who's managed Kidderminster. Is his only experience. They've got this takeover nonsense with shady operators. I mean, I do not know what's gone on there. Was it Bassani and then somebody else?
That Bassani was involved at Bolton at one point when they're in a lot of trouble.
And it doesn't seem to be any money. You know, any business they're doing is all free business, loans or free transfers. It's difficult to see where Villa fans and listening to that will love this, and that it's just difficult to see where Birmingham are going. I can't see anything other than those two teams going down. I've looked at the rest and the prices, and I agree with you. I mean, it is a much, but I do think, and it is purely again on price, the 4-1 that Bet365 have got on Wigan is half reasonable. They're 9-4 and 11-4 elsewhere. My problem with Wigan is the goals. When you look at Will Keane, he scored 8 goals in the Championship in 70, 80 games.
Yeah, Will Keane's problem is I read a lot about him. He's had a run in our team last year. He's played more games for Wigan in a season and a half than he has in his career, and scored more goals as well. Do I think he's good enough for this level? No. If Charlie White is fully fit, and the lad can't, he had a cardiac arrest last October, so he's not going to be playing 90 minutes twice a week. We've got him. Callum Lang needs to step up. He is a very good player. And who else have we got? Josh McGuinness, which is basically like having a stove up front. Mm. Doesn't move, but he can put a ball on his head. He'll score with it. Goals, I do think, are a problem. We've got a lad that we might need to give a chance to, Stephen Humphreys. But I think we could do with a little bit of extra firepower. I do agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the betting, you know, and most of the bookies can't separate them. You know, most of them have got Blackpool 7-2, Bristol City 7-2, Wigan 7-2, or variants of 10-3, 11-4, whatever. But Bet365 have just stuck you up at 4. Mm. And I just think, you know, I did this. I thought, fuck me, I've got Bolton going up, Wigan going down. I don't think it's a bad bet, Wigan. I don't think you're going to. I mean, there's no money up on the exchange, but if you were backing them for relegation, I think you'd be able to get your money out sometime through the sea. I agree with you. It's always a bit of a bun fight. I just think they're all going to be down. I couldn't see any, you know, again, that middle sort of group of teams. I just couldn't see any that I fancied that were going to get them really in trouble. Maybe.
It's like I said about Sunderland, they've priced them up on the exchange. Like, there's no money on the exchange. Yeah. They're priced up at 6-1 on the exchange to go down, 7.4 at the moment. Yet they have them up like 40-1 to get promoted. Yeah. It's like, they can't understand what think. out of the other teams, like you've got Preston 9-1. Preston will not go down. They don't score many goals, but I just can't see them going. Hull, I think they could be in trouble. And also Luton aren't very good. Normally what you get in the Championship is somebody starts off well and then from about December, they don't win a game all season. And then they just plummet. It happened to Hull a few years ago. And I think Derby did it as well at one point. They just plummeted towards the back end of the season and finished up in a relegation dogfight with it. But yeah, I think, like you said, Rotherham and Birmingham are as good as gone. And then it's a fight between ourselves, Bristol City, Blackpool and Reading. And it's
I think out of all of them, and I take your point, and he is a massive cock, and you can correct, because I probably don't know, but I think Nigel Pearson as a football manager will have enough to get the results.
Well, they scored a lot of goals, but their problem was they leaked a lot as well.
He is as a person. He just seems a complete and utter knob. But
he just goes on about when he got attacked by three dogs on a walking holiday.
But as a football manager, I think he's one of the better ones down that level to get him out of it.
Yeah, well, after like I said, I think it'll come down to the games when they play each other. Blackpool are obviously struggling as well. But it's good to be in the league with Blackpool because you can go for the day out.
Yeah, lovely. You can go and see Arts in Blackpool. You can pop and see them. Right, so I'm going to run through my bets, then you can run through yours, Mark. As always, I do value your EFL expertise. As I say, I don't normally step down levels, but once a year, I always like
you. You know, in the last 25 years, I bet there's at least three teams I can pick off the top of my head that have won more major trophies than Spurs.
Well, we didn't need that, did we? We didn't need that, did we?
You're throwing about stepping down to the EFL.
There was no need for any of that. Hey, we won a trophy on Saturday, son. The Walter Toll Memorial Cup in the bag. It's probably back in the old cabinet now.
Yeah, collecting dust.
Right, so League Two for me, it's Mansfield and Northampton, both 10-1 each way at the bookies, or you can back and win only on exchange, 10.0 and 11.5. There's not much money there. And I like Harrogate to get relegated, 5-1 with Hills and 9-1 to finish bottom overall. So that's me for League Two. League One, I do think Wednesday will go well, but my only bet in the league is Bolton. 14.5 on the exchange, 12-14 the books. I do think there's a good case for Bolton each way, despite what my pie-munching balm cake friend I'm looking at says. And that's my only bet in that league. And then in the Championship, I think Norwich are got a great chance of coming up. But the two I like at prices are Borough and Sheffield United. Borough 9-1 or 9.2 on the exchange. Blades are 10-1. That's standout at Bet365. 10 on the exchange. And relegation, I think Wigan at 4-1 will be one that you can get your money out. I'm not saying they'll go down. I just think of all the prices down there, there to play, I do see them struggling to score goals in this league. I do not think Will Keane is going to step up. Over to you, Sam. Your bets are?
Yeah, so for me, starting off in the National League, I'll take Chesterfield, the 17-2 best price. In the League Two, it's Northampton for myself and also Harrogate to disappear. I'll take them, as Ian said, the 9-1 to finish bottom. Then it's MK Dons to go up from League One with a trade on Sheffield Wednesday in the promotion at places. I think you'll be able to get your money out on that. And also, who do they have to go down? It was Cambridge to go in League One. And then in the Championship, it's West Brom to go up and they're my main bet, but also to trade for a top six finish would be Burnley.
Well. And you'd be laying that.
I'd be laying that, laying that.
Yeah, you're not backing them for a top six.
No.
We both fancy that Burnley are going to struggle a little bit. So your lucky 15 is
West Brom, MK Dons, Northampton, and Chesterfield. A one each way lucky 15 pays 25,000. £105.49.
Right, you may have some people follow you in on that, Mark.
We've got early payouts on West Brom, MK, and Northampton as well at 365. So,
right, is that and that's who you've put that on with? Is it?
Yeah, that's what I put on with it.
Yeah. So 365 can expect an influx of business as they rush to copy your lucky 15. For me, if I was doing, shall I do a lucky? I haven't put a lucky 15 on, but for me, if I was doing a lucky 15, I haven't got a National League side, so I'm going to go with you. I'm going to take your Chesterfield. I would then throw Mansfield in that. I would throw Bolton in it, and then I would throw Middlesbrough. So Chesterfield, Mansfield, Bolton and Middlesbrough would be my lucky 15. I haven't put it on. I might have a look now because I'll have to do it, because if it came in and I hadn't done it, I'd probably want to jump off the Dartford crossing. Mark, thank you for coming on. Absolute pleasure. I bow to your EFL knowledge. I expect you when's training. When's your first game? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah. I'll just check if the lads are outside. Hold on a second.
He's having a look now. He's just gone to see if they're training. He literally overlooks the training ground.
No, they're not training yet. The balls are out, but the nets are not, but they're not training.
That top is fucking ridiculous, by the way. So on Friday, now because they've cut some hedges and that, you've got a better view now, haven't you? Because you've had the land cleared, so you've got a better view there. Perhaps have a little pep talk to Will Keane and ask him to start putting the ball in the net at the Championship level, sir.
I don't think he'll be starting Saturday. In fact, by about 12 o'clock on Saturday, I'll be able to tell you what the team is.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, drop me a text. We'll see. Who have you got first game? Oh, Preston Knob End. We have got a Preston fan on FTS. Fred's a Preston fan. I'm interested to hear what
I think we might struggle on Saturday. I think it could be a bit of a baptism of fire on Saturday.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic season. Enjoy the Daggy Bank. Try and keep your flipping underpants on your body and not on any roofs. love to your good lady, Miriam. And I'll catch you soon. Thank you ever so much for coming on, sir.
Thanks, Ian.
All right, mate. See you later. Cheers. Bye.